We're talking with Rick Stavely today. Now, Rick is a Canadian country musician, and you are from British Columbia, are you not?
Yeah, I'm from Prince George, British Columbia.
Okay, great. Now, how long have you been there, Rick?
My whole life, basically. I based myself out of Prince George, and just this week I moved to Andrew, Alberta, which is just east of Edmonton.
Okay, now you've been in the music business for 20 years, and it's just been recently since you've stepped up and taken a solo initiative, is that correct?
Yeah, about the last 3 years I've been working on a lot of recording and songwriting as well.
Okay, so have you written any of the songs yourself on your latest CD? Because that's pretty exciting too. You've just come out with a CD a couple of months ago, I believe.
Yeah, it's called You Got Country, and I got 7 co-writes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun writing with a lot of different writers and stuff. So,
okay, who were some of the writers that you wrote with?
Tim Taylor.
Okay.
He wrote 10 Million Teardrops Can't Be Wrong for Jason McCoy.
Okay.
My Way for Aaron Prichette.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Gord Bamford as well wrote my song Every Day That You're Not Here.
Okay, that's a great song.
Yeah, it turned out really good.
Good. Now, there's 12 songs on it. Now, you got interested in music, I believe, as a teenager?
Yep. Yeah, I started at a young age, 13.
Okay. And what type of music did you like, and how did you get involved?
When I first got involved, there was a lot to do with the family and everything, going to family reunions and stuff like that. They'd be playing the country music, mostly. So I kind of got into country, but as soon as I got into the actual playing, I started on the drums, doing all lead vocals behind the drums, and it was more of a rock, sort of Van Halen style.
Okay, good. Now you're back into country.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I turned 18, I went from BC to Alberta and joined a country band, and I was out there on the road at a young age. And
good. So you're making quite a bit of headway, not just in Canada, but also in the States, too, I've read.
Yeah, and around the world. I've got 4 world releases as well, my latest being You Got Country, the title track from the CD.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's getting played twice as much so far. Like, I get my weekly reports and that, and it's getting played twice as much as any of the other songs, and they've all been up to number 6 in England and 13 in Italy and stuff like that. So,
sounds like country music's getting very popular around the world in general.
Yeah, Australia, I noticed, is picking up quite a bit. I guess in the next couple of years, they're going to be adding a lot of country stations over there. So,
wow, that's great. Well,
hopefully
country music.
I can go on tour over there one day.
Very popular. Are you going on a few tours this summer, Rick?
Mostly BC and Alberta. Like, I'm just in Alberta now, so we're here for the next month. Then we go back to BC, kind of back and forth. And I'm working on getting over towards Ontario and that through Joe Firth.
Okay.
North American Talent Agency in maybe October, November, somewhere in there after I go up to Fort McMurray there. And so lots of traveling, but I really want to get back east. That's one of my big things to do for the next year here. So.
Good. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, your influence is Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, as well as some of the new artists, for instance, like Gord Bamford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you played with Gord, I believe, too.
Yeah, I was the bass player in Gord's band just for a short while there, back in when he was first starting, only 19 years old, which was a good over 10 years ago.
Okay. So, do you have any other influences, Canadian or American artists?
Quite a few. There's so many, like, for me, myself, being a cover band singer for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
there's been so many influences, both the American and the Canadian. I really like the Canadian for the diversity, like a lot of the indie artists and stuff like that. There's just, they're not in that box. They're allowed to step outside the box just enough, you know, to make it more original and more yourself.
Yeah, I noticed that about the indie artists. It's a lot of fun. Really
yeah.
Nice. Good. Now, one of the songs on your album, it's quite interesting, too, To Fly Again. This song, I believe you worked on with your mother.
Yep, we got 3 co-writes on the new CD altogether, and To Fly Again, of course, being the first radio release off the new CD. That was for the breast cancer in Prince George for an event called Evening of Pink.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really good working with my mom. She was a thyroid cancer survivor and stuff like that, so she blended right in, and the lyrics that she's come out with are getting known all around the world, basically.
That's great. Good for her.
Yes. It's pretty exciting stuff when you're getting played all over and you're getting a lot of good reviews back and stuff like that.
Do you ever go out and hear yourself on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Good. That must be quite exciting.
Yeah, I was just did an interview in Owen Sound with Bob Bannister there, and I got to actually hear it on Saturday.
Okay.
I was in the middle of a jam session up in Fort McMurray at the place we were playing there, and I got a bass player up to jam and quickly ran over to the computer and actually got to listen to the interview, so that was really good.
That's really neat. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So lots planned this year between Alberta and British Columbia. Your new album's out. And if somebody wants to get some more information or purchase the album, where can they go, Rick?
The best is to go to www.rickstavely.com.
Mm-hmm.
And from there you can go to a lot of my different sites and stuff. And through my CD Baby is where they can order digital download tracks and actual CD and that.
Okay, that's always good, too. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you're also on Facebook, too. And
yeah, I've got two different Facebooks and then two different fan page Facebooks as well. So it's not too hard to find me on Facebook.
Lots of places to find you, and people can catch up with what's going on and your tours and what you're doing and your music. So that's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Good. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Rick?
Just a big hello to the listeners and everybody up around the Tabatiere area, the Robertson family up there. And
I noticed you have a big fan base in the North Shore, I believe.
Yeah, up around there is where a lot of the Robertsons, they were up from there, come down through around Sherbrooke is where a lot of them went to school and stuff like that.
Okay.
And Chevalier as well. And then from there, kind of moved east slowly but surely and right into BC.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the future, and thanks very much for the interview.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maureen, and thank you so much for spinning my music.
Oh, we enjoy it. Thank you.
See you, bye.
Let's talk about this. You can tell me what you want me to do. You feel like you've been cheated. Life hasn't been good to you. You built up a wall. I couldn't really see it all. We can work this out. It's not too late. Trust your heart. Don't toss us away. We've been trying so hard to get ahead. So just jump back before you take that step out of our life. Go for a walk and let time just slip away. Being with you feels so right. This love we share cannot be replaced. I wanna hear all your dreams. Don't leave out anything. We can work this out. It's not too late. Trust your heart. Don't toss us away. We've been trying too hard. Get ahead, so just jump back before you take that step out of our life. Let's go out dancing, maybe take a trip to the beach. Whatever your heart desires, nothing's out of reach. We can work this out. Not too late. Trust your heart. Don't toss us away. We've been trying so hard to get ahead. So just jump back before you take that step. Let's work this out. It's not too late. Trust your heart. Don't toss us away. We've been trying so hard to get ahead. So just jump back before you take that step. Let's talk about this. You can tell me what you want me to do.
Country artist Rick Stavely, and the song we heard was called Talk About It, CJMQ 88.9 FM.